Well, Dr. Patrick Michaels is probably one of the most widely quoted global warming deniers out there. He has received hundreds of thousands of dollars from the coal industry to basically confuse and mislead the public on the science of global warming.
Charlie Crist has been one of the pioneers in his very short time as governor of Florida on trying to have initiatives to combat global warming. Here, a prominent Republican organization bring out a leading skeptic seems to show some schizophrenia in the Republican ranks.
We are very grateful to Governor Charlie Crist for the leadership that he's taken. I think it's exciting that Florida is finally taking meaningful action on this issue. And so that's why it's so crucial to remove the paralyzing doubt that has been created by this giant misinformation campaign that's directly funded by the coal and oil industry. They've spent, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to sow doubt in the minds of the American public, and that has literally had a paralyzing effect on us taking meaningful action. So, we're, as a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, we're always going to compliment lawmakers like Governor Charlie Crist, who's really taken some bold action on the issue, and we're also going to expose scientists who are purposely trying to mislead the public on this issue.
There's an industry out there, a large one, I guess, that basically hasn't got the memo that global warming is a human-made problem here. And do you think that is this concerning, basically, with all the things that we've seen accomplished just in the last few years in this country in terms of really taking this seriously? Here in Florida, a major political organization, wants to honor and give a platform for somebody like this.
Well, we think it's important, and we don't know whether or not if they were aware of the funding sources that Dr. Patrick Michaels has. And a lot of times for the mainstream public, they will hear, a generic climate scientist says one thing and then another climate scientist says something else. So it's hard for the public to understand who they can trust. And that's why, I think it's important to reveal when there's an industry-funded climate denier, a global warming denier, to make sure that people know about that. And then, if they, as long as they understand that that's where he's coming from, that's where who's funding him, if they still want to hear that side of the story, by all means, go ahead. But we think it's important to point out that, he is a very small minority. There's probably about a dozen climate skeptics like him working for groups like the Cato Institute and the George C. Marshall Institute. And I think it's very successful in clouding the science and really confusing the public on this issue. So the bottom line is, as long as everybody knows, that this man has received hundreds of thousands of dollars from the coal industry to confuse people, they can make up their own minds after that. But we think it's important, especially right now, scientists are telling us we have about a 10-year window to really address this problem and get ourselves on a path to a low-carbon, clean energy future. And 10 years is not a long time, so we really need to take action now. And that's why, when we have clouded science and doubt, that doubt is paralyzing, and that, is preventing us from taking action when we really need to do it.